Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what I said yesterday in my Brock Purdy interview? And I'm shocked you haven't brought it up. I said hootin' and hollerin'. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. A little Christmas angel back there.
I know, I saw... So sweet.
What a guy. It's like he's a mouse.
He's just a baby.
I know.
All right, here we go. Full disclaimer, every week, we're going to screw up your name and we are sorry. It's the pregame, 10 minutes of fun.
How do people think of these names? These are crazy.
I don't know, but I'm into it. And we appreciate you guys submitting all and any questions. This first one comes to us from Lucillus. Travel question.
That sounds contagious.
It's syphilis. No, yeah, I know. I'm kidding. I had that once ago. No, I'm kidding. It's actually the only thing, you know, I haven't had any of that. Talk to your seatmate or headphones in. No eye contact. This is you, sister. You travel more than me.
Yeah, that's a lie. You travel a lot. I prefer, unless it's a supermodel. No, I'm just kidding. I got work to do. I know I look like shit. I don't make an effort on a plane. I got little time. I got to get stuff done. I am not into the talking.
Oh, I like to, I talk to everyone.
Really? It's my time to study.
Yeah. Well, right away, I can tell if I want to be into talking to this person. And then if I talk, they're probably like, can we get this broad to shut up? Because I'm asking, oh, so do you live here? Do you live there? And what are you doing? And I just find it really interesting. One time I sat next to Bella Hadid on a plane.
Yeah.
I knew who that obviously was right away. 20 minutes into a conversation with this sweet man who him and I were in a deep dive of Michigan football, then said to me, oh, I said, I'm sorry, I didn't introduce myself. I'm Carissa. And he goes, I'm Tom Brady, senior. So you never know who you're going to end up next to on a plane. I'm into it. Unless you end up marrying him, and that's a bad idea, but just that, be warned on that one. Next up,
Allie Stark, whose idea was it to start the podcast? I feel like it was just something we both kind of talked about, and then it was like, let's go.
Yeah, I think our apprehension was like, well, everyone has one, is it? I mean, now it's my favorite part of the week. I love it.
Yeah. I had a lot of people yesterday. I walked by in San Francisco, screamed Calm Down. So that was pretty cool. I get so excited about that.
Me too. I hope you guys know that we like really appreciate you guys saying that. This one woman at the Rams game.
Oh my God.
What?
Oh, go ahead. Go, go, go.
No, because I had Rams Raiders game and this woman was so sweet. I was walking by. She's like, can I please get a selfie? I love you and Aaron so much. And I'm always like, people listen. I'm so thankful.
There was a person after we had talked about Kyle Shanahan and how I'm running after him and all that stuff. They were above the tunnel. And Kyle, yesterday, it's raining. I'm in a high rain boot that I shouldn't be wearing. That's too expensive and looks fabulous on the sidelines. But I was like, I'm in one.
That's also not like you to wear any kind of a heel thing on a sideline.
It's not a heel. It was like a chunky high boot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so I was trying with Kyle and he goes, ah, shit, I'll just walk. And I was like, Kyle, thank you. And I was like, I love you so much. And then somebody took a video of it, one of our great fans, and submitted it to IG.
So cute.
And when we were in the car leaving the field, I went, oh my God. And Kevin was like, everything okay? And I said, yes, a Calm Down fan took video of me and Kyle walking into the tunnel. It was awesome. So thank
it's
you guys.
So cute. And this backstory on that was that Kyle's a runner. Aaron does not like coaches that run. Can't keep up.
I'm good with it. It's just when I'm running into players and worried about tripping, falling, like that won't go viral. I mean, come on.
I don't know how you remember all that. Sometimes I'd be like, what do you say?
I've had to record him. I'm recording him. Melissa H. Ack 99. Best tips for moving and staging a house. That's all you.
Best tips for moving and staging a house. Well, the best tips for moving is hire someone, because this is what I say, like, let's work smarter, not harder. I mean, let's put our energy into other things and let the professionals move. We don't need to be pulling or straining our back. Now, I think that if you want to save some costs on moving, you can organize your own stuff. So then that way, when you go and take it out of the boxes, you know where it went. I remember when I moved from Connecticut to LA, I had a moving company and they bubble wrapped paper towels. And I'm like, what are we doing here? We don't need to bubble wrap paper towels. So it's like, you know, and like people are like,
am I paying for that?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm like, okay, I probably should have just done this myself. Anyways, for staging a house, I would say less is more. Don't put in there what you like, put in there what you think the buyer would like, and keeping it sort of centric to the neighborhood that you live in. There's like, if you live in a mid-century modern kind of neighborhood, that's a different vibe than in a modern neighborhood or an old colonial or traditional. I think stage it for the buyer that you want.
Nice.
Okay. Rock 64 star, open presents Christmas Eve or Christmas Day? I was a Christmas Day gal.
Christmas Day.
Yep. Yep. I never. And then it's like that anticipation. And then remember as a kid and you open it all and you sit there and you're like, now it's over. Like, I love that feeling of Christmas Eve. I'd be sitting on the couch. It was a tradition. I'd always watch It's a Wonderful Life with Scott Thompson after church. And I would fall asleep on the couch. And I just remember thinking, like, I love the moment of knowing, like, the next morning I got to open presents.
So good. Ours takes 3 days to unwrap because we're very slow and we like to savor every single moment.
What do you mean?
We just take 3 days. Like, we'll literally like stop in the middle of the day, cook the dinner, have a whole thing, be in our PJ, start drinking. Next day, wake up. And we do, it's like a 3 day thing.
Also, Sherm just texted me and said, thanks so much. That was so cool.
Oh, what a dream.
I can't handle them. Next up, Apollonie 4, happily married 17 years, no kids. How many women make you feel bad and how do you deal with this?
Why do they make you? Oh, because you don't have kids. They're assholes and they don't know your issues.
Situation.
And guess what? That's your family. Who cares? I don't care what anyone thinks. Guess what? They probably hate their lives. Whoa.
I know a lot of people that are married and don't love their life. I was going to say the kids part of this, but then also the married part. And Jennifer Aniston, you know, has been very honest publicly about like all the different stuff, whether it's marriage or her, you know, wanting to have kids and not having them. I've been married and very unhappy. So
yeah.
I don't need to have the marriage title attached to my life to say that I'm happy. I think it's whatever works for you.
I can't believe these women make you feel bad.
Yeah.
Like,
who
losers,
are they? Send them to
the
me.
Way.
Jimmy Johnson told me yesterday at work, he goes, I forgot to turn my microphone off. So he comes over and I turn it off and he goes, oh, you made me blush on that podcast of yours. And I go, what? I go, you're listening to the Calm Down podcast? He goes, I was in my office. And then you just started yelling. You started going on a whole thing about Aaron's doctor. And I said, well, you're goddamn right, Jimmy, because if anyone wants to come after my girlfriend, I'm going to defend her. I said, that's my teammate. And he goes, yeah, I'd be afraid of you.
I'd be afraid of you.
Mm-hmm.
Cutie. What a guy. Yeah, those people sound like assholes. I wouldn't hang out with them
anymore. Send them to me. I got some choice words.
They're dumb. Why? I'm happiest when I got my workout done, all my work done, and I have a cocktail in my hand.
Very much aligned with that statement. It is the post-workout shower, sit on the couch and know you got nowhere to be and nothing else to do.
It's I like so that. Good.
Is it a rule? This is from Laura Wilson Hance. Is it a rule you have to show friends the picture before posting on social media? I love that.
I guess I never thought of that. Photo approval.
You know if someone's going to think the picture is like, or really good. Like,
right.
If I looked at it and I saw a picture and I'm like, I know it's really good of you, I'm not going to ask you because I'm going to be like, you're going to love this. If there was ever a time where like, I would be like, I don't think she would love this, I wouldn't even do it. I wouldn't.
Remember that time we all took that photo the night we were at dinner and I was kind of wearing a baggy sweater and Steve took the photo of the six of us and I did look big. And you were like, you cannot like take this off immediately. Like, you know, we know.
Yeah. You know, if it doesn't look good. Yeah.
A bad angle.
Like a good friend is not even going to have to ask.
No. And don't hang out with that one girl that said, you know, her friends make her feel bad for not having kids. Who are these people? Hey, I think I know this person, Madison Sue. Hi, Sue. If this is you, hot chocolate or apple cider. I actually like both, but I like both of the little kick to them.
Oh, yeah. What do you put in apple cider?
I don't know. You could put like a little whiskey in it, right? Or bourbon. They have
cute.
All I want to do so badly is go to Disneyland right now, walk Main Street USA with a like a spiked apple cider and walk through and listen. I have on Spotify, I have the songs playing in my house from Main Street USA at Disney and Disneyland. Cute, cute, cute.
Erin and I have a lot of things in common. That is where we have straight dissension. I would rather hang myself than to go to Disneyland.
You don't know how magical it is at Christmas. It's so fabulous. It makes you want to just jump down the chimney and deliver presents. Do you know what I said yesterday in my Brock Purdy interview? And I'm shocked you haven't brought it up. I said hootin' and hollering.
Oh, no, I heard it. I heard it. We haven't had a chance. In fact, I heard it in real time.
Hootin' and hollering. And as I said it, I thought the Calm Down podcast is going to die. Mm-hmm.
I forgot.
Hooting and hollering.
Wait, I got to call you, see, because I don't want you to think that this was a setup, which I've never lied to you about this anyways, because I wouldn't lie to you about anything. But the fact that you said that and I haven't brought it up is so funny because we're sitting on the couch. And I go, oh, I got to watch my girls post game. I like refused to turn the channel. Like I had had enough football at that point. I'm like, we're moving on. But I'm like, I got to see my girls post game. She hit him with a hoot and hollering. And Steve goes, whoa, hoot and hollering. I said, this chick in her 1950s vocabulary is nutso. God
I
love
said
her.
It, and I thought of our podcast and I was like, this is fucking horrible. Hooting and hollering. The fuck?
Last but not least, Lauren Ray LC. Making out, kissing on a first date, yay or nay, make out. Make them wait or feel it, go for it. Lauren, I'm so damn old. If you feel it, go for it.
It's hard to say what's right anymore.
Exactly. I'll tell you what isn't right. Being mean to someone if they're not married or don't have kids. So that's an across-the-board unanimous statement.
That is so ridiculous.
Send them to me. I got some hooting and hollering to do there.
I'll be hooting and hollering at those bitches all day.
Exactly. Hey, you know what? Who's a guy that we absolutely love and is not afraid to call someone out? Richard Sherman. He is our guest on the Calm Down podcast this week. Can't wait for it. Our Thursday night game. Of course, we know you guys know the podcast comes out on Thursday. It is Seattle, San Francisco, the Sherm Bowl, Thursday Night Football. Tune in, Amazon Prime. But we are going to do a deep dive. Erin and Richard Sherman have never talked together about their famous 2013 NFC Championship postgame interview. Join us on Thursday. It'll be a time.
Hollering time. Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.